Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I'm 14, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Sophie. I'm 15, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Gina. I'm 14, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Emily. Sometimes I also forget my age, Gina, so it's okay. And I'm also from Hudson, and I'm an adult. And I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
We're all from Hudson.
It's, yeah.
Shh, don't tell anyone. Well, Emily and Gina and Sophie and Ingrid and I am previously some other people. Wait for it, Quinn and Maddie. And yeah. Well, we're all here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Woo, 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 woo.
Yay.
And today's Monday.
Woo!
So we're here. Hooray. So, they had a few people that had who had books that they wanted to talk about. Maybe we'll have Gina go first.
Man, I hate going first.
You're number one.
You're Woo! Number one.
Oh, it's like the Smitty Wormin and Jergen on SpongeBob.
Well, I currently read Dorothy Must Die by Danielle Page.
Oh, you read it already?
Yeah, wow. I read it like in one day. It was so good. It's about a girl, and her name is Amy Gum, and obviously she like goes to Oz. And sure, her mom is really, really bad to her, but it's basically about what happens after Dorothy leaves Oz, and like, there's a whole bunch of plot twists. It's so complicated, but it's just, it's really captivating, and like, you meet a whole bunch of new characters, and characters from the regular Wizard of Oz that like you never really noticed were there before. And, yeah, it was just really, really good.
And this was an advanced copy, right?
Yeah.
So it's not coming out, or it's not out yet.
It's coming out on April 1st.
Okay. Soon.
April Fool's! Ha, you get no book.
I couldn't tell if I'm reading the description, but is it scary or mysterious? It seemed like it was darker than your usual Oz.
Yeah, it's like... Like, it's all messed up. Like, it's not the same Oz that it was before. And there's just, like, a really, really dark theme to it because the magic is being stolen.
Is it for, like, the same age group as the regular Wizard of Oz? Or is it, like...
No.
No? So it's, like, I read Wizard of Oz when I was, like, little. And then when you get older, you can read...
Dorothy Must Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay.
So is the idea behind it that what we read as or see as Oz in the book or the movie before is not real or not true and that it was really darker, or is it that things have changed?
In the movies and stuff, they don't really look like that at all, according to this book. Like, they never have looked like that.
Oh, okay.
But, like, most of the fun, good aspect of it has just changed. It was good at one point, but it's not anymore.
Does the book get like morbid?
Yes.
I love morbid things.
Like in like the third chapter.
I gotta read this book.
Right away.
Yeah.
But like there's a lot of new Wizard of Oz stuff like popping up because there's that movie recently too. Like, you know, it was always pretty like popular, but I feel like there was like it suddenly got all more popular again. I don't know. Like it started.
Yeah. Well, it seems like YA has been doing kind of fairy tale retellings.
I love fairy tale
stuff like that. And while Wizard of Oz isn't a fairy tale, it has some similarities. So I wonder if that the popularity of those fairy tale retellings influenced it.
It's just really cool to have, like, something you read as a kid and, like, maybe grew out of and then, like, have it retold so you're actually kind of still interested in it.
Mm-hmm. I'm still interested in them even when they're not being retold.
Well, you know what?
Oh, yeah, and you find out that Oz is actually a real place. It's not like some...
Is it in North Carolina?
I don't think so.
Yeah, what's over the rainbow from Kansas?
Oz.
Missouri? Is that near there? I
don't know. Oz. Translation? Missouri.
Huh.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'm confused.
Okay. Somebody else's turn to talk about a book.
Who else had a book to talk about?
Oh. Whoa. Well, I don't have a book to talk about, but I'm doing... I mean, I guess I kind of do because I'm talking about some writing that I'm doing.
Oh,
that,
cool.
I don't know. Young adult writer.
Yay.
Kind of. Well, yeah. I kind of have two things I'm working on. Like, they're both kind of, I don't know, similar. Okay, I'm just going to talk about the first one. The first one is about this girl named Isadora. And basically, she's like a junior in high school. And she's just like fed up with everything that's going down. She's fed up of living in a boring town where everyone kind of has the same idea. So she decides, hey, I'll run away. And she doesn't want to just do a regular runaway where she runs away for a few days and then comes back and cries to her parents. She wants to, like, go far, far away and take it to herself and never come home. And so she goes to London and stuff happens. Yay!
So is most of it going to take place in London?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at the very beginning, she, like, just gets fed up with this boy in her life, and she's just like, you know what? You don't appreciate me, so maybe someone else will.
So it's like, I have a crush on this person, and they don't like me, so I'm going to move to London.
Oh, no, no, no. It's her boyfriend.
Oh. Okay.
And he's just like, you know what? We have plans, babe. And she's like, your plans, not mine.
So she shows him that he's wrong. And she
yeah. She nice. Kicks it to the man.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
A drastic level.
Does she leave during the school year or during the summer?
During the school year, like it's like cold like now because oh. I'm writing it now and it's like.
Does this book the main character like relate to you or someone you know or something?
Oh yeah, very much relates to me.
So you're moving to London on us?
Yes.
No.
When I'm older, yeah, don't worry, I'm waiting a while.
Okay.
Does any of her friends know that she's running away to London? Is she all like, hey, Betsy, I'm going to run away to London? Or is she just like, bye?
No, like, what happens was, like, it's like the very beginning, so there's nothing I can really spoil that you can't read in, like, 3 minutes. But, like, she gets fed up. She runs away from her boyfriend's house. She goes home, and she decides to create for herself a whole new identity. And then, like, she's like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I've got this. And then her brother comes into the room, and she's like, oh, I got to tell someone I'm going him.
Okay, have you read the book where the two sister and brother run away to New York City and stay in the museum?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if I've read it, actually, but yeah, I know it
sounds very
from the mixed up files of Mrs. Basilie Frankweiler.
Yeah,
that one.
I think so. That was a good book, and they got to stay, like, in the bed. And they were hiding there.
I remember that! Oh,
and they would take the coins out of the wishing well and stuff. Yeah.
I loved that book. I don't remember what it was called.
Or you just popular. Said it. Right?
From the Mixed Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I feel like I must have read, but I don't actually remember it. So it makes me think that maybe my sister
good.
Read it and I
they
didn't.
They rode the school bus to the end of the stop where like the school buses are and they hid behind the seat. And then got off and went to the train station and went to New York City.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, that sounds like a good book, Ingrid. Are you having fun writing it?
Yes, I am, actually. It's just cool. I feel like I kind of get to, like, express myself and get it out. And then I'm also kind of, because sometimes I just, like, I can't write, like, longhand stuff and just, like, keep writing for pages, so I started writing like little bits of poetry, like longer poetry, and just kind of like more symbolic than maybe like actually saying what you're doing. So yeah, and that I was gonna try to like write enough of those and kind of make up a little story with it. So
I forgot that you were talking about a book that you were writing. It sounded like an actual book, so congratulations.
Cool. Antonia.
Okay. Well,
what did you want to talk about?
I'm reading this book in school, but they had already started it because I just switched schools. So I'm not sure if I'm on page like.
What book is it?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
You get to
wait,
read
you're
that?
Reading that?
You get to read what? That? What?
Wait, wait, wait. Who is your English teacher?
Miss Pitts.
We want English.
It's okay. I already read it.
I have it. And it's supposed to be good. Kind of.
Yeah, so it's good, but they already started it, so, like, in school we're reading it, and I've read, like, page, like, 43 to, like, 56, but then I've also read page, like, 1 to 10.
So you have some
gaps
in
there.
There's,
like, this random stuff in the middle that I haven't read. But it's really good. I mean, yeah, it's a classic, so, yeah. But it's very lovely, and it's about this kid named Scout and her brother, whose name is Jem. And
Scout's a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And I meet this kid named Dill, who reminds me of a duck, but I'm not sure why.
I like the name Dill.
I know. It reminds
me of pickles. I also like Dill on my popcorn.
I like Dill pickles.
It's an herb.
It's a
It's also
brand.
A character in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say something inappropriate.
Okay, let's skip that one.
So, yeah, it's about these kids, and they frolic around, and there's these people who are really religious, and so they stay in their house all day. I'm not sure if it's a spoiler that it's their religion, because at the beginning they're wondering why they stay in their house all day, but I can't really tell since I have, like, all these gaps.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so everyone in the town thinks they're so weird because they, like, don't go to church on Sunday, and they, like, stay in their house. And they kind of are pretty weird, actually. But, yeah. And their name's the Radleys. So, Dill comes to the little town in the summer, and he's just staying there, like, for the summer, because he can. And so then the kids, Scout and Jem, tell him about these really weird people, and they stay in their house all day, and it's, like, the weirdest thing ever. And then Dill's like, oh my gosh, I want to find out about them. And so then they go on this, like, adventure, and they go and... No, they don't really go on an adventure. They go and they try to get the guy to come out of his house. But I'm kind of confused because it says in the beginning, like, every Sunday, Mr. Radley would walk down the street. And then it's like, we tried so long to get him to come out of his house, but he never did. So I'm not sure why they didn't wait till, like, Sunday when he just went out of his house. Maybe that explains. I don't know.
Maybe they're impatient.
Yes. But they do it, like, the whole entire summer. But he doesn't go to church. That's what's weird about them.
But if everybody goes to church, maybe they were at church when he was walking down the street or something.
Oh. But they say that they saw him.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it's weird. But it's really good. And, yeah. It's fun.
Ooh.
Yay.
So those of you who have read it, was it for school? No?
We just never read it.
Oh, you didn't read it.
I just read it like 2 years ago because I saw it at like a yard sale. And I heard people on TV talk about it all the time. I'm like, oh, I should read this. And it was like, I would like read it and then forget I was reading it and then read it again. So it was just like really pieced up.
I always mix it up and call it How to Kill a Mockingjay. Oops.
How do you do that?
The Hunger Games corrupted me.
Yeah. It's rough. Oh. I have a book.
Dun,
what
dun,
is it?
Duh.
It's a comic book.
Because
I love them.
Of course it is.
So, this one.
It's about Bigfoot, isn't it?
Sort of. It's about Bigfoot Boy. And it's the second book in a series. So I'm just going to talk about them generally, but there's this young kid whose name I'm forgetting, Rufus. His name is Rufus, and he's 10. And he goes, in the first book, he goes to spend a weekend with his Grammy off in the woods, and he's kind of like wandering the woods, and he finds this totem, like this Native American totem. And I forget exactly how it works out in the first one, but he manages to turn into Bigfoot with this totem. And while he is in his like Bigfoot boy body, he has this animal, this flying squirrel sidekick who he can communicate with when he has his totem, but when he doesn't have his totem, he can't understand the squirrel. You know, it's just like chirp, 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 because that's what squirrels sound like. But like once he finds the totem, he can talk to the squirrel. And, you know, stuff happens in the first one because, you know, whenever you have a superpower, people want your power. And so he makes it through the first book. But then the second book, there's a new, he goes back to Grammy's house for a weekend and he's out in the wood. They notice that some ravens are watching them and the ravens really want the totem.
Greedy people.
Yeah, they see him change and they're like, we want that too. And they're really excited about it. There's one raven that's just really wants to eat. He's just really hungry. And he keeps being like, can we go get some food first?
Do you think it's all like his imagination or him?
It's real.
Like, make believe?
No, it's real. Gosh, I see it. I see it happen. But it's cute because he just like turns into Bigfoot. And so his, nice. You know, much like the Incredible Hulk, his clothes just like rip to pieces.
Oh, no.
And so in this one, he's talking about how he has to like, before he changes, he asks his friend to like step away. So he's like, I have to take my clothes off first because I can't keep making up excuses about why my clothes are torn to shreds. I thought that was funny.
I like squirrels because they're really cute and they just kind of frolic around being cute. And I saw a squirrel bury a nut in my yard and it was really cute.
I've tried catching squirrels. That. It doesn't really work.
No, they're hard to catch.
They just climb up trees, and I can't really, like, climb up straight trees without branches anywhere.
Yeah. This one's a special kind of squirrel, though, because he's a flying squirrel.
Ooh.
Like, not like, superhero flying squirrel, but an actual
where
flying squirrel.
Where has some flying squirrels?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it take place?
In the woods. I forget exactly where.
Just the woods.
Yeah, I don't remember off the top of my head. It might say in the first book. It didn't say in this one.
Girl Scouts do it in the woods.
Cheek girls do it in the woods.
Lots of people do. I mean, many things like camping. Jeez, you guys. Come on. Anyways.
Just like
barefoot boy.
Wrestling.
Okay, I have a legitimate question.
Okay, yeah, let's get back to legitimacy.
What is the difference between frolicking and skipping?
There's a big difference. Like, frolicking is like la 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 la, swinging your arms around, kind of like jumping, not skipping.
Anything. I think skipping's more about a specific form.
Yeah.
And frolicking is doing what you please.
Freestyle.
Yeah, freestyle skipping.
Yeah, I know. Skipping is like you have to have both feet off the ground at one moment, like in time. Just, yeah. And
what
like
if that one moment is two different moments, though? Then does that count?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, Sophie!
Okay. No, but your feet, anyway, it's like something like it has to be like specifically you, this is how you skip and this is how this is how you do it. But then frolicking is like horses frolic in fields and like, you know, it's not like.
They gallop.
You know what? But it's less. I had a point, and now I forgot where I was going with
Sophie,
this.
Yeah, Sophie, Hawthorne Valley people, telling them how to frolic.
Oh, yeah.
Difference between frolicking.
See, cows don't frolic. Horses do.
Aww. Yeah. I would like to see a cow frolic.
Actually, I would, too. That would be a cheerful cow.
Calves frolic, but not, like, the big pregnant fat ones. I mean,
that look
good.
Not
the cows are fat, that. But... They're perfectly sized.
Huh.
Sorry, all you cows out there
that are listening to this show. Just want to say.
Sorry, cows. That's right.
That was for you, Dad.
I have a sad skipping story. Oh. It's quick.
I don't even know how to skip.
That is
Justin
a sad
Russo
skipping story.
From Wizards of Waverly Place.
The sad.
He's like, I learned how to skip, you guys.
There was a kid in my first grade class who skipped all the time. And
class? Did he skip class?
I don't think so. But I remember in gym class, there was an activity that we had to do where we had to, like, everybody had to go through this process of, like, doing something. And then when we got to the end, we had to walk back to line. And if we didn't do it, we had to start all over again, everybody. And the poor kid just kept skipping by mistake. And so we had to keep starting over. And you could tell he was so upset. Every time he started skipping, they'd be like, okay, we got to start over. He was like, oh, man. He was so upset with himself.
Yeah, in gym, we
There's
have
nothing
to do that,
wrong with
and
skipping.
I can't skip. Like, skipping is one of the things where you, like, you skip to the wall and then you walk back, but I can't skip.
Can you frolic?
I don't know. I, like, gallop. It's, like, really weird looking. And then, like, all the seniors in our class just, like, give me a really weird look, and I'm like, yeah, thanks, guys. Be supportive.
My friend, when they were doing the pacer test in gym, you know, and they have to, like, run back and forth, he got, like, all his friends together, and they all, like, when they said go, they all just, like, held hands and started skipping across the gym. And everyone That's else sweet. Was running. And, yes, it was very cute.
Were they cute boys?
Some of them.
Others, oh. not so much. You must remember Antonia is a year younger than us.
Well, some eighth grade boys are pretty darn cute.
I can't have a crush on a guy that's younger than me. It just feels wrong.
Really hard. All right. Fail. So speaking of that.
Oh, yeah.
So books are cool.
All right. Actually, we're almost out of time.
Sorry about my babble about men.
It happens.
But you should visit our blog.
And our website.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Me and Antonia are one. If you saw us right now, you'd be like, oh, groovy.
You should visit wearebound.wordpress.com.
Yay.
And you can hear all sorts of fun things, and you can read stuff, too. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Me and Antonia kind of look alike.
It's true.
I mean, her hair is more orange than mine, but...
Well, I need to re-dye it.
Well, I think you look lovely.
That's nice.
I'm like the only teenager here who doesn't have my hair dyed.
Ingrid's gonna dye my hair soon, right?
And mine. Better. Let's just make our weekend plans on the radio, because that sounds boring.
Party right. at Ingrid's house.
Yeah, so since you all probably don't want to hear us making our hair dyeing plans, we're actually going to be taking a couple weeks off from Bound by Books, and we're going to be playing some nice music for you during our Monday time slot. And... but then we'll be back in March, and it'll be lovely.
What kind of music?
Fun stuff.
I'm like, that's not my ringtone. That used to be my ringtone.
So until March.
Like, happy, what genre,
happy, though? Happy reading.